All things considered, from NPR News, I'm Jackie Lydon.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
There are 40,000 sewage spills each year in this country, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Many sewage treatment plants are outdated and in disrepair. Towns are struggling to upgrade their equipment. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports the price tag nationwide could top $600 billion.
In the 1970s, Congress spent tens of billions of dollars building sewage treatment plants like this one in Lake Placid, New York. Chief operator Stuart Baird leans against a rusted metal rail, looking down at one of the outdoor sluiceways.
Here's the stuff coming in. As you see it, you can see it's quite turbid and grayish-green in color. You can see remnants of a salad bar from a restaurant, it looks like, flowing through here.
Sewage streams into cracked cement mixing tanks. Much of the equipment here is jury-rigged, Baird said. After 30 years of running nonstop, the plant is falling apart.
Age deterioration of the plant is really showing itself. The concrete corrosion and the steel corrosion is really getting aggressive.
This summer, the massive sewage digester tank malfunctioned. For 3 days, raw waste flowed into the Aussable River. Bacteria levels spiked, and 10 miles downstream, the town of Wilmington was forced to close the swimming beach. At a recent public meeting, people were furious.
It's devastating. It's absolutely devastating.
Town Supervisor Jeannie Ashworth says the sewage spill damaged the river and the local tourism economy.
To be on the shores of one of the world-renowned trout streams and then to have something like this happen, it was quite a blow.
Spills like this one are increasingly common. Across the country, hundreds of wastewater plants are outdated. Many collection pipes are a century old and literally coming apart at the seams. Ken Kirk with the Association of Metropolitan Sewer Agencies says a generation of environmental progress is at risk.
We will have squandered a huge investment in clean water infrastructure and be at the same place that we were 30 years ago. You know, with major rivers, tributaries around the country in significant decline, and we don't want to do that.
A quarter century ago, Congress spent $7 billion a year on wastewater infrastructure. This year, federal funding will barely top $1 billion. Local communities are left to pick up the costs. Lake Placid agreed to build a new $10 million plant, but officials here are still working to secure a low-interest loan. They've already doubled utility rates, and now the town has announced that new businesses won't be allowed to connect with the sewer system until the upgraded plant comes online, probably in 2004. That forced developer Joe Burrill to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars redesigning his new hotel. Sitting in his office with a meditation waterfall trickling behind his desk, Burrill says the sewage bottleneck threatens the town's prosperity.
We have momentum right now in rebuilding our community. This will certainly stop a lot of that positive growth. It's going to affect local jobs, electricians, plumbers, hardware stores, lumber yards. Everything that is needed to build is going to be affected by this.
Ken Kirk with the Association of Metropolitan Sewer Agencies says towns across the country are making the same painful choice, delaying construction of new schools and new housing developments.
The bottom line is if you do not have the capacity to treat the sewage, then it's rather unwise to allow additional growth to occur.
Recently, the Environmental Protection Agency released a study assessing the country's total water infrastructure. The report put the gap in funding at just under $600 billion. Industry groups put the figure at $1 trillion. Tracy Meehan, Assistant Administrator for Water with the EPA, says the crisis is real. But the answer, he says, won't be a big-ticket grant program like the one in the 70s.
Any new funding would have to come with congressional appropriations, and there is no new appropriations right now.
Meehan says local governments will have to be creative, seeking loans from state governments and from private investors. Looking out at Lake Placid's network of crumbling tanks, Stuart Baird says more spills are certain until money is found for the new plant.
Once or twice a year, it seems like we're having issues like this come up at least. We're pretty vulnerable in a lot of areas.
The EPA's report predicts that by 2016, nearly half the country's sewer pipes will be broken or in poor condition. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lake Placid, New York.